Okay, we're on chapter 14, verse 24. And the verse says, "The crown of the wise is his wealth. The foolishness of the ksil is his foolishness." So, of course, I mean, what do you mean, the foolishness of the ksil is his foolishness? Of course. And what's the crown of the wise? Now, according to the Ibn Ezra, the Ibn Ezra says that he will use money for his chachma, to get his wisdom. So the question is, the pasuk seems to be saying the crown of the wise is his wealth. So the answer is, the Ibn Ezra says that the crown of the wise is through his wealth. See, it's through his wealth, because when he has money, then he could learn what the Ibn Ezra means, that he could learn with menucha. Menucha means, comes from the word rest. It means that he could learn without any distractions because he has money. He doesn't have to spend his time making money. So the thing is, he could just has time to learn. Okay, and he could gain more, and when his mind is not distracted through business and through worries, paying bills, so therefore his mind is not distracted, so he could gain more in learning. So therefore the Ibn Ezra says that the crown of the wise is through his wealth, that he gains more in his learning, but the crown is that he benefits in the learning, because wise people want to gain in chachma, in wisdom. That is the wise. It's not like, if, for instance, he was talking about a tzaddik, that would be a different, a tzaddik, a righteous person, that would be a different component. That's a different type of person that's looking for justice. But the crown of the wise is that he wants to find time to learn and to keep developing step by step. So because of that, that is the crown of the wise. The crown of the wise is that when he has wealth, he can gain more in learning. Now, the foolishness of the ksil is, the Ibn Ezra carries the word wealth over to the second half, that when a ksil has wealth, so he could either do all his foolishness. He has the time. That's one explanation. And then he says he could do foolishness, Shein Kamohu, that is beyond, you understand, beyond which he would have done, because now he has the money, he could really do it on his foolishness on a very, very high level. So that is what the Ibn Ezra is saying, that the wise use wealth to gain wisdom, while the ksil uses wealth to do even more foolishness.